ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me this week is Mr. Sonny Hollywood Pony.
What's up, people? It's going to be a good day. No casada. It's a great day.
Lord have mercy. That right down there, that's Josh. Everybody say hi, Josh. You know what? That only works live. Like, when I used to own a club, there used to be a guy, and I would go, hey, that's so-and-so. Everybody say hi. And it was funny because no matter what, the whole crowd would go, hi. And it was just weird.
Well, it's a lot easier if you just call me JT.
Okay, I'm going to call that sounds great. JT,
that's a lot easier, yep.
Now, you guys are going to find out why JT is here in just a couple of minutes. We have a lot to talk about. There is some news happening. We are less than 2 weeks away from Creatures Fest. We are getting very, very excited about this. We have a lot planned. A lot is going to be happening at the Podcast Rock City table/tables. We'll see what happens by the end of the day. We'll know what's going on. And hi, Lisa. Hi, Steve. Hi, Robert. Hi, Karen. Who's Karen? She sounds cute. Let's see. I think the best thing we could do right now is just go ahead and get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Sonny Hollywood Pony, he went and saw Kiss on Wednesday, right?
Was it Wednesday?
Wednesday or Thursday? One of the
Thursday. It was Thursday.
Yeah, he saw Kiss, and he said that that it was the greatest Kiss show he ever saw. And I just muted his microphone so he can't say anything. No, I'm kidding. So Sonny, all right. So this was the first time you've seen them since the cruise.
Yes. Yeah. First time. Yeah.
And set list is the same.
Yeah. Set list is pretty much the same. So Dayton, Ohio, Nutter Center, Wright State. By the way, parking was free.
Wow.
The place was sold out. They did no pat down, no wanding, nothing. You just walked in.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. But anyway.
You won't find that in Chicago.
Yeah, you won't find that in California either.
Or Atlanta.
Yeah, the Painter opened. So, you know, does John Lennon, Statue of Liberty, Kiss upside down, you know, the normal. Kiss got on at 9 o'clock, played a solid 2 hours, started with Detroit Rock City, normal. Does shout it out loud, and Paul is immediately pissed. So, second verse, so during the chorus of Shout It Out Loud, something's going on with Paul's guitar. He's trying to get the tech's attention. He can't get anybody's attention. So he starts the second verse, takes his guitar off, face down, drops it from 4 feet dead on the stage.
Oh, man, I didn't see that.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, his gold guitar came. I think once the tech heard it slam. So anyway, then of course, you know, after Shout It Out Loud, you get the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame speech. Something about they played Dayton 15 times in their career, which I'm surprised. Then you get Deuce, War Machine, a lot of bombs. There was a lot of loud bombs. It was kind of a pared down stage set. There was no pods. Instead, there were like triangles kind of. And they still did the whole, you know, rising on, you know, levitating kind of thing, but no pods. Heaven's on Fire is when I've really noticed Paul's vocal. Singing was fine. He's figured that out, you know, whether he's getting help, whatever. I don't care about any of that stuff. The in-song vocal gymnastics, right? Whoa. Oh, my God. I've not heard it worse. Paul just
worse
stopped.
Than John Bon Jovi the other day in the video.
Worse.
That's
David Lee Roth bad.
Worse.
Worse than David Lee Roth.
Worse.
Wow.
Yeah. This is where I
just got to stop the vocal gymnastics. That's the riffing of the vocal thing is not because anytime he does it, you know, he's up here, right? That's where he does it, right? And it was a little scary. Love It Loud does the fire breathing, obviously. Say Yeah, a cappella start. Say Yeah starts, right? I'll give you. So I bought the ticket 2 days before I went because I only needed the one ticket, right? I decided to sit about 2/3 back of the arena just to get the full view. Say yeah, starts. You would have thought somebody said the bathrooms are only open for 10 minutes. Like there's people running to the bathroom. You can just stop doing say yeah. You don't notice that when you're in the first 10 rows. When you are in the back 10 rows, you notice people screaming and just leaving. So whatever.
Wow.
And then I didn't know, and that's why Joey couldn't join us today, but Eric was riding the cowbell pretty hard on Say Yeah. I don't remember there being cowbell in Say Yeah. Did I miss something?
I don't remember noticing cowbell in that song.
And it was loud as his snare, basically. It was loud. Yeah.
Wow.
That's great.
Paul is still spitting picks, by the way. He doesn't care about the COVID.
COVID alert. COVID alert.
Starts cold gin. Of course, announces it as a song off of Kiss Alive. Great. The cold gin. You know, anybody like orange juice? Brutal. Brutal. You would think Peter, you know, was the Brady one. Remember when he was going through the voice change? Like that style, brutal.
Peter Brady.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
During, you know, that little dance that Tommy and Gene do during cold gin, Gene actually licked Tommy. Like Tommy jumped out of his shoe. So you get the shooting rockets, got lick it up. Now, I don't know if you noticed on the stage, though, the Panthers are there now.
Okay. With the green lights. I did see did you send us pictures of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I saw that. That's really cool. That's kind of cool. That's different.
Yeah. Yeah. So the lick it up still had the stupid Who thing. Calling Dr. Love, Tears Falling, Cycle Circus. Eric does his drum solo. Paul does the mic twirl thing. That's all the same. Close out with 100,000 years. You get the bass solo, the spit and blood. No flying. So he levitates up to do God of Thunder, right? Because there was no flying. So after God of Thunder, now you got to go back to Paul, right? Yeah. So Paul wants to talk. And whoever was working the spotlight, they must have had a convulsion of some sort because the spotlight was everywhere except for on Paul. So here's what Paul says on mic. Hey, idiot, over here.
Wow.
In front of 10,000 people.
Okay, now I'll tell you this. I've seen something like that happen with Gene, okay?
Yeah.
He flew to the top, and the light wasn't on him, and it was dark, and all of a sudden you heard, up here, asshole. I was like, damn, somebody got fired today.
Yeah.
All right, keep going. Sorry, I'm sorry.
So then Paul goes into the crowd. You got Love Gun. I was made for loving you. So what's interesting with Paul's vocal is when he was trying to hit falsetto, he actually wasn't that bad that day. Now, whether he was getting help or not, I don't know. But when he was doing riffing with a vocal gymnastic, it was bad. But if he was doing his normal falsetto where it's supposed to be in songs, it was fine. And then they do Black Diamond, leave the stage, come back, Beth with Eric on piano. Eric Singer's birthday, so they did a little birthday celebration. Mm. And then Paul says at the introduction of Do You Love Me, Destroyer was a big album, and we still do a ton of songs off Destroyer like we did in today's set list. And then he names a bunch of songs, and he named King of the Nighttime World. But they didn't do King of the Nighttime World.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all. Like, why are you naming songs you didn't do?
That's crazy.
And then, yeah, you get the Do You Love Me and Rock and Roll Night. And, I mean, overall, good show. You could tell that Paul was doing a little bit less backup vocals, which is fine. His regular vocal, yeah, they were tuned down, whatever. That was fine. It's the riffing. It's Paul cannot not do that. So I just don't know how to help him if he's going to not. And he even did something and then did one of these. To himself.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So he knew he was struggling. Right. So I don't know. But overall, you know, it's pretty much, I don't know if it was sold out, but there was tons of people there.
You had fun, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Fun time.
Okay.
It's a kid's show. Come on.
It's a kid's show. Fun. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Let me know if you guys were there. It would be awesome. Hey, Joshua, are you ready for this? Podcast Rock City 1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. You do that better than Quesada.
Yeah, Quesada. See, that's how a professional does it. I know you're listening.
Okay, so that's our email address.
That's not fair to Joey because I've had training at broadcasting school, and I don't think Joey has.
And I gave you a warning. He's a freaking actor, musician, Broadway star, everything. Come on, give him whatever. We love him. We're just kidding. Okay, so if you guys are out there and you've been to a KISS show on this – these few shows that they were in Hartford last night, I believe. One of my buddies, Doug, was there with my buddy Bob, and they went. Thanks for the invite, by the way, guys. And sons of bitches. And I mean, they sent me pictures. Hey, look, there's the stage. I was like, are you there now? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, you suck. It's like, come on. I wouldn't have been able to go anyway. Podcast Rock City One, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Let me know if you're at any of these shows, what you think. That guy right there is JT, and he is an artiste. And yes. He sends me pictures of some of the things that he draws. He's going to be set up at Creatures Fest. And yes. I wanted to have him on so you guys could see he's going to be selling his art. Now, let me ask you, JT, when you do this, if I walk up and say I want that, is it a copy or is it the original?
I have both the original artwork and print copies with me most of the time. For example, the sheet music pieces I've been doing, those are one of a kind. Uh-huh. They will not be duplicated. So whoever gets those is getting a one of a kind thing.
Awesome. Can you show us a sheet music piece?
Yes, that would be amazing. Actually, I can. I can show you a bunch of the stuff I'm bringing with.
Yeah. So you guys out there that are listening to the show, I apologize. You're not going to be able to see these, but you're going to understand. I'm going to talk about them, so you'll get it. So JT has been sending me pictures of his artwork. Some of it is on sheet music.
For example.
And so there's
Rock
the Peter
and
Chris.
Roll All Night.
Oh, that's cool.
I just do Peter on Rock and Roll All Night. Didn't know what else to do. That
so it's
drum.
Literally the sheet music.
And it's literally
with Peter
music
coming out of the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah.
With Peter coming out of like the bottom right hand corner up into the page. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm working on a Peter Strutter with the Destroyer outfit. Cool. Yeah, I'm working on that as we speak. I've got Ace, Gene. All right, Quiet Riot, Gene Simmons on Dr. Love, more Quiet Riot, Christine 16.
That's a cool idea. That's a unique idea.
You know, some non-KISS stuff with David Lee Roth, Ozzy's in there. I got Eric, Ace, you name it. And I've got, as we keep going, just flipping through, and I've got...
And what are those 8.5 by 11 sizes?
9 by 12.
9 by 12.
9 by 12.
Yeah. So now that we've seen some of your artwork, let's get into the real nitty gritty. First of all,
how much? That's what he's going to say.
That wasn't actually what I was going to ask. I was going to ask, when did you become a KISS fan?
Well, I grew up around KISS. I'm born April 78. I have older siblings. So I know, like, I remember some things being exposed to it when I was really small. Like, I remember my older brothers and my older sisters had the puzzles and stuff. They had all that, you know, the color form things. But when I first really listened to them and it hit me, it wasn't until the 80s. I remember seeing, it was like right around when puberty was finally starting. I remember seeing the video for All Night with the girls in the lingerie. And I was like, oh, what's this? You have my attention. And then it's like, I started listening to other stuff all through the 80s era, which was actually my first exposure. Then I went back and listened to the 70s stuff. And it was like, dude, this is it. This is my band.
Well, do you remember the first record you ever bought yourself or CD or tape or whatever it was?
The first one I bought for myself was Rock and Roll Over, and that's actually my favorite of them all.
On vinyl?
No, not on vinyl, on CD. The only vinyls I have are actually, if you look up in the back in the bottom corner there, that's a 45 of I Was Made for Loving You.
Oh, okay.
One of the few things that I was able to save out of the flood damage from about 15 years ago.
Oh my goodness, that's terrible.
Yeah, I lost a lot of stuff.
Yeah. That's too bad. Okay, so do you have I know this is tough to decide, but it might not be. Do you have a favorite member?
If I'm going to be put under the gun like that.
No pun intended.
None intended, no. I'm going to say it's probably a tie between Bruce and Ace.
Wow.
Bruce That's being the cool. one that was my first exposure listening to, and Ace just for love everything he does stylistically and the fact that he laid the foundation for Bruce and everyone that came, you know, between the two of them.
And do you know when do you remember when the first concert was you saw of them live?
Yep. 96 reunion tour.
You saw the reunion tour. Okay,
yep.
Cool.
I was
does that put you at 18? Yeah.
Yep. Puts me at 18, just graduated high school. They literally had the press conference on the aircraft carrier on my birthday, April 20th. And it was like the greatest birthday of my life up until that point. I was like, this is the best thing ever. I went and sat in line at Ticketmaster all day for like a day and a half. I'm like, I am not leaving without tickets to this show. Thankfully, I was able to get them. And not
that's
go to jail.
Awesome. All right. So how long have you been drawing since you were little?
Oh yeah. I got a lot of ass whoopings as a kid because I would take like the relish and ketchup and stuff or my mom's makeup and do like shit on the walls. I got a lot of beatings for that when I was little, but I've always been drawing and doodling stuff. I grew up watching cartoons. I'm dyslexic, so I actually learned how to read from comics. So that's pretty much where my style all developed out of.
And is this all you do, art? Are you just
no,
an artist?
I wish. I still have to work a 9-to-5 to pay the bills. COVID really kind of, I mean, before the pandemic hit, I was kind of like right on the border of not having to work. Then it all hit. It's like, nope, I got to work a day job. So I got my 9-to-5 Monday through Friday.
How many pieces will you say you think you'll have with you? Are you just going to have portfolios or is this going to be something that's like, you know, are some of them larger? Are they all about the same size that you were just showing us?
No, I got multiple different sizes. I've got the 11 by 17 inch prints. There's about, I want to say 14 or 16 different options there. I actually just finished a Muppets is Kiss one. So that's a new print that's going to be exclusively at that show.
Might have to get that. I know somebody.
I also just finished Jason Voorhees as Kiss. You can see I just finished. These are the print copies.
Yeah,
this
cool.
just came
yeah,
out.
Those look great.
Each different era of Jason's a different member. that's a new one that's coming. I'm going to have 18 by 24 inch posters of a couple different pieces as well. The originals, the 9 by 12s, I got 9 by 12 paintings that are on a couple of the pieces. So, I mean, there's plenty of sizes. I've even got as small as 4 by 6.
Oh, cool. Okay. So when was the first time you went, hey, I can do this. I could draw.
As far as like monetary purposes, high school.
No, just like when you were a kid. Yeah. I mean, like I've picked up a pen and paper or a pencil and tried to draw and went, nope.
I don't know that I ever really noticed like, oh, hey, I'm good at this. It was just something like I always like to do it. So thank you guys. I do appreciate the positive feedback. I really do. I never paid attention like, oh, I'm great at this or, oh, I like doing it. It's just, okay, I'm having fun. I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Awesome. What? Okay, so now let's move away from art. Wait, before we do that, Sonny, you got any questions?
Yeah, a couple. No chance in working with like album covers and stuff like that. That work hasn't come your way much.
I've actually started doing a lot of promotional flyers for a local band here in Chicago called Cannibal Apocalypse. I know they're doing a lot of Midwest tour. I'm always doing stuff for them constantly. I'm actually working on a piece for them when I'm done here with you guys. I'm going to be starting on the
Wouldn't
next
it be
show.
Awesome to find out they were an R&B band?
I would actually like that challenge. I like when I'm working on something like, you know, you go back to the Jason Voorhees Kiss thing, you know, most people would probably put on the movie or the band. I mean, I'm listening to like Parliament Funkadelic or, you know, I'll put on Natalie Merchant. I'll put on whatever just gets my creative going and gets me just in a mood to actually do something. So
yeah. Have you done anything out there that's mass marketed, right? It sounds like you do a lot of one-on-one work, a lot of unique stuff. Have you had an opportunity to do something mass market?
Well, I was working for a t-shirt company for a long time right out of high school. So a lot of that got put out there. And I mean, granted, you know, that's all high school football or high school weightlifting. But I mean, there were hundreds of thousands of copies of these pieces going out to different schools. So that's probably about my biggest as far as that. I know I've had my stuff ripped off and done and, you know, bootlegged a million times over, but I don't own the rights to half the stuff, so I really can't complain about it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then my last question, expos, you've done other expos. I think you go to the horror conventions too, right? Yes. What other expos do you do?
I do a lot of the horror and comic conventions. I just came from Midwest Monster Fests halfway to Halloween in Moline, Illinois, Friday and Saturday. I just got home from that this morning. I got a whole summer and fall already lining up full of shows. So I love doing them.
Okay. So before we let you go, listen, I want to make sure everybody understands you will have a table at Creatures Fest. You'll have plenty of art. It's not just Kiss. Yeah. No. Okay, great. Yes. We'll see. It's not just Kiss. It's also, we saw in that portfolio that just from the flipping that you showed us was Quiet Riot. It was horror movie stuff.
Yes. David Lee Roth,
Ozzy Osbourne, Metallica. That's just who I have stuff for sheet music wise. And I started doing that because I had seen somebody else do something similar with Disney sheet music. And well, when I broke my left hand, any ability to play anything, not like I had any to begin with, but any chance went out the window when I broke my left hand. So I was sitting on sheet music that was just gathering dust. It's like, hey, why not? Let's try this.
That's pretty awesome. Well, listen, I can't wait to meet you. We're going to see you in less than 2 weeks. This is going to be amazing. I'll make sure I come by and take a look at your art. Most likely I'm going to wind up buying something because I am a sucker for anything with Kiss on it. And you guys all know that. And
you
know, I'm sure
you're going to love it. I'm actually working on combo bundle deals for stuff for like print and original piece. So I'll have plenty of stuff available for anyone that's interested.
Awesome. Thank you, Josh.
Website?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Website?
Just my Facebook and Instagram right now. Facebook, you can find Joshua Thunderbird Art. Same thing, Instagram, Joshua Thunderbird. That's pretty much it for right now. I'm not tech friendly. I am horrible with that kind of stuff, and I'm horrible with updating things, so I don't have a website up and running.
That's okay. Nobody goes to them anyway, I hear. If it doesn't say Amazon, Google, Netflix, or a news organization, I hear nobody's really going there. So you're doing just the right thing, apparently.
I got kicked off Twitter, so I had to have done something.
Well, join the club. There's like a million.
Yeah, I know. I'm so exclusive with that.
Josh, thank you. JT, my bad. Thank you very much. And we'll see you in less than 2 weeks. All right, buddy?
Yeah, absolutely. Look forward to it, guys.
All right. Thank you very much. Everybody.
Later.
All right, later.
Just asked if the stuff behind me is Striper. So, no, that's Roxy up top there. Then there's an Iron Maiden license plate. That's Eddie behind me with the yellow stripes. That's what you might think is Striper. And then that's a poster of the Burning Witches. So, just in case you're wondering.
So I got something else we got to talk about in the news before I, you know, man, it's really crazy because I wanted to talk about this last week and because of other things that were happening, man, it just totally completely slipped my mind. This was a big deal last week and I apologize for missing it. You see that, Sonny?
Oh yeah.
So we have a second week. We have a second Kiss Cruise week. So they obviously had to put it before because they were already advertising the last show Kiss plays on the boat, and they couldn't have added a date behind that or people would have been pissed. Sonny.
It's an interesting idea, right? You know, Kiss is always there's always talk about, you know, money grab.
Yeah.
And, you know, wasn't good enough to just sell out the last cruise. You got to put another one out there. That, now I get why people keep saying money grab, right? Yeah. But there's a lot of questions to be answered. Like, what if something happens on the first cruise? What if they get sick? Right? Yeah. What if one of them gets sick? You can't have the same bands, because I'm sure whatever bands are playing from the 29th to the 3rd had stuff going on between the 24th and the 29th. So you're going to get different bands, which is great. I thought they did a good job of kind of reaching out to, here's all the folks that have ever been on a KISS cruise. Would you be interested in another one if we could put it together? So they kind of did like this, you know, go out, reach people and see, you know, if anybody would bite. And I think they got enough bites to where it's like, all right, it's worth doing. It is a good idea to put it in front of it. It's just feels a little bit like a money grab. Not enough to just sell it out, but whatever.
No, it's true. So you see there's Buck Cherry, Bruce Kulick, Striper, Mickey James, the professional wrestler chick. I don't know why she's on there. I'm just kidding. That's not who that is. It's somebody named Mickey James that happens to be a singer, I think. I looked at it. I looked at somebody named Mickey James. I think it was like a, wasn't it rock? You know, it was like poppy, I thought.
Yeah, it was like coffee house stuff, I thought.
Yeah.
Kind of.
But yeah, so, I mean, it's not on sale yet. So, at least I don't think so. I haven't heard that it is on sale.
What's going to happen if week one, the lineup is better, you have tickets for week two? Right, they opened up all this. Well, I want to go to week one now. I don't want to go to week two.
Now, I do know. I had seen online some people say that they are allowing people to change to the to the first one. I don't know
how complicated is that.
You know, now I'm going to be fair to Six Man.
Yeah.
Every time I've been on one of their cruises, they've handled things
great job,
very professional. So I'm imagining that before they did this, they went, all right, how do we do this? You know, and I don't know. I mean, like I said, I only saw people talking about it online. So I'm not really sure if that's actually the case where you'll be able to change weeks if you want to change weeks. I will tell you that somebody posted online that you only get an autographed item if you do both weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I mean, think about this. Like, Ace couldn't do the last cruise because he was already booked somewhere, but he can do week one. So he joins on. Now what? Right? Like, there's major things, but I get it. You can't go out with two cruises right out of the gate, because what if they wouldn't have sold? Right. So then you put, so this is the best way out of that situation. It's just, I don't know.
Okay.
So, sells out, you put a third one together. Like, is it going to, you know, I don't know.
Let's get real honest real quick. You guys that are watching, I want you guys to answer this too. You're booked on the KISS cruise, the second one. Ace joins the first one. Do you switch and go to Ace if you can? Let's say planets align and you're able to do that. Do you want to switch so you can see Ace on the cruise, or do you stay on the second one? I'll give you my answer first. I stay on the second one because my ass wants to see Striper. Sonny?
It would depend on who else is on the first one. But Buck Cherry and Striper are going to be hard to beat for a guy like me, because I love both those
bands. You love both those bands. Guys that are watching right now, let me know what you think in the comments section. You know, we got to get to the topic of the week. I have a good one, and there's been a poll. I put a poll out, and you guys answered it, and we're going to, and I have other polls. And we're going to talk about those too. And the fucking troll that keeps messing with me on every poll that I do. Here we go.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week. Yes!
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, we did a whole show about KISS drummers, and then the week after, we did a whole show about KISS guitar players, and then we have another show that's today where we're going to talk about another subject. And I've been putting polls up about what we're talking about, and my thing is I was curious of what people thought. So we did on our drummer poll, I put this week on PRC Live, we will be talking Kiss drummers. Who's your favorite? Eric Carr got 52 votes. Eric Singer got 29. Peter Criss got 17. And Anton Figg got 2. And the troll voted for Anton Figg. And it's that guy you're looking at right there.
Somebody's got to vote for Anton.
Look. It's okay to love Anton, but if he's not your favorite, then he's not your favorite.
By the time I voted, Carr already had 52 votes. Nobody was going to beat him.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, then we had, who is your favorite guitarist? Ace, of course, got 49. Bruce got 30. Tommy got 3. Vinny got 2. That's brutal. And then Mark St. John got 1 vote from Sonny Pooney.
Again, Ace already had a lead that was going to be untouchable.
All right, so we're going to talk about what the poll that I did today or this week. But first thing we got to do is talk about the topic. So the topic is, with Creatures Fest coming up, do you guys think that this is going to be the future for Kiss fans? Is this what we've got to look forward to? If Kiss is not touring or playing Vegas for that matter, are we only going to be able to see each other and hang out? I have a lot of friends in the Kiss world, and so do you guys watching. You know who I'm talking about. Is this going to be the thing? If there, let's say, is a convention in, let's say, Indianapolis, like we've been to Indy a couple of times, and you live out here in the East, is that where you go? Or let's say New York or Atlanta. Do you do that once or twice a year so you can see your friends? I will tell you what I think so far. Well, this is going to take a little bit to talk about, but I think that would be a really good thing for Kiss fans, is if the guys like, Keith LaRue and his buddies used to do one, and Phil Elliott did one, and now we've got Neil Davis doing one. And he also does these like cruise fests, right? With our buddy Joe. If these things are happening, I think this is probably the best thing. Not only do we get together and see our friends, we get to hear the music, we get to see live bands, we get to celebrate the band, we get to buy the merchandise. That's everything, you know, and it's a couple of times a year. I think that would be a really great thing. Sonny?
Yeah, I think that's where Kiss lands, right? Because when Kiss is done, there's got to be a legacy of some sort. I don't see Paul or Gene ever getting involved afterwards. I think they walk away, and if there's anything to do with Kiss, they're going to do it on a big scale, but they're not going to get involved with something that, you know, maybe Phil or Neil or Joe put together. And it's nothing against those guys. It's just a matter of they're done, and that's not what they want to concentrate on anymore, and they're going to go on to their thing. I will tell you, all that being said, and this is no shade on Keith or Phil or Joe, but Neil is putting together something that you can't do that every year. What Neil is putting together is unique. I don't see that happening year after year.
Right.
But the IndyKiss Expo, yes, that could happen. And it was, remember, there was years where there'd be a West Coast and East Coast and a, you know, Central Coast kind of, or center of America kind of thing. Yeah, you could definitely do that.
Yeah. And now here's the thing. The first Indy Expo we went to was really amazing. I mean, you had Bob Kulick, Ace Frehley. You had the guys from Ace's band. I'm sorry.
Talisman.
Frehley's Comet.
Yeah. Oh,
Frehley's Comet. Yeah. Talisman, were they there that year? Or is
I think so. Next? Yeah. I don't remember now.
I think he played with them. Yeah. And then you had Lita Ford. Bum, bum, ba-dum. You had you had Michael James Jackson was there. You
Bisto had Blanco.
Bisto Blanco. You had these are pretty amazing too. And Anton Figg showed up in case you forgot about that too.
But it was their 20th anniversary though, right? It was a special one.
Right, yeah. But it was a big deal. But still that's a pretty big expo as far as the star power.
Yeah.
This one is Kiss star power.
Yeah.
The difference. plus extra star power, you know, with the other bands. So I'm just saying, if something like this or close to this happens, my thing is if somebody does an expo in Atlanta, I'm going to go, even if, you know, it doesn't matter who's there. You get Bruce Kulick there, I'm going to go anyway, because I'm a merch collector and I want to go just to see what's there anyway. I bring my son, I bring a buddy, we go, we enjoy Kiss for the day. We stay there for 2 or 3 hours. We go home and we get it out of our system, you know? But if we're not going to be able to see Kiss anymore live, other than the one-offs that they might do in Vegas, I think that this is, that'll be it. Kiss did have Kiss-sponsored convention. I did not get to go to that because I had just had knee surgery and I was in the bed, man. I wasn't walking at all. So if they did something like that, now somebody told me while I was doing this, if Kiss does this, it would be terrible. And I'm like, I don't think so. I heard those conventions were amazing. I never met anybody that was like, it cost $100 to get in. I don't think it was worth it. Did you go, Sonny?
I didn't go because I was in kind of a weird Kiss phase at that point. You know, I just met Nicole. I was working a lot and it was like different things kind of become important for X amount of time while your personal life is kind of solidifying itself. Right. And that was just bad timing for Kiss anyway. But I will tell you, so think about this. Okay. Elvis has been gone a long time. I'm sure there's Elvis conventions out there every year. But I'm also sure that every year that goes by, because Elvis can't be involved, you get less and less and less people, right? Sooner or later, there's going to be just the diehards of the diehards. The same thing will happen with Kiss conventions fast forward 15 years if the members don't stay attached to them. Because then they've already washed their hands of it. If you're going to have a Zeppelin convention every year and none of the Zeppelin guys are going to be involved, sooner or later, you're just going to get the diehards. That's it. You know what I mean? So now you do it in Vegas and you do it as part of 2.0 and, you know, it's come for Kiss weekend and on Friday there's a convention. On Saturday, Mr. Speed's playing and 2.0's playing and, you know, on Sunday, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you probably can put something together. But I think, and I know you're not saying this, but I think if anybody's got thought processes that what Neil's putting together can happen once or twice every couple of years, I just don't see that. Because what Neil is doing is amazing. How are you going to be? There's no way to sustain something like that year after year.
No, I agree. I'm saying this is what we're about to see. Not this weekend coming up, but next weekend, once in a lifetime.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, that's why I don't want to miss it.
Yeah, I don't want to miss it either because this is going to be it. And okay, so let's say Kiss decides that they want to do something like that for the next 5 years. Do you think see, my understanding is, and I'm not 100% on this, and I apologize to you guys because I don't know for sure, but my understanding is that the term Kiss Convention, Kiss owns. So that's why they're called Kiss Expos. So let's say Kiss once a year does a Kiss Expo for a month. So one day they're in New York, one day they're in Atlanta, one day they're in a couple places in California. That's it for the year. Right? That's a weekend, a weekend, a weekend, a weekend. No, they don't do anything else. If you want to see anything, you got to go to Vegas to the putt-putt where they're putting in a museum. But they do that every year for 1 month. They can sustain that for a couple years, right?
Oh, yeah. Especially if you get Gene's band on Friday night, you get Soul Station on Saturday, and there's vendors and stuff involved and you can buy stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then on Sunday morning, if you want to pay $500, you can have breakfast with Paul and Gene, or Paul cooks you breakfast for $1,000 or whatever.
I'll pay $1,000 for Paul Stanley pancakes.
But yeah, that, something like that is sustainable for the next 4 or 5 years. You do it, you know, once every 2 months and, you know, you leave October, November, December alone or something like that. Yeah, absolutely. That's doable. But if you're Paul or Gene, do you really want to do that? Like, once you're done with this, like, just let it be.
Yeah, but, you know, that would be more, that would be more of a celebration for them, you know.
Yeah, but that doesn't pay, that doesn't pay any money, really. So they don't do stuff for celebration. If they were doing stuff for celebration, we'd have Paul and Peter, or Ace and Peter. Then we're not doing stuff for celebration. We're doing stuff to make money and making life easy. I don't see... Now, I love Paul and Gene, but they're not going to do it out of the goodness of their hearts because the fans deserve it. That's not how they do stuff, right? So I just don't see them get involved with that. I'm not sure I would. After being in the business 40, 50 years, you're finally done. Now you're going to do these convention things? Like, I just don't see it.
Yeah.
Vegas is doable because you don't got to move and people come to you.
Right. And also, it's one of those things where if you could hold it at a pretty big place, because not only Kiss fans will be there, tire kickers that are walking down the street going,
that's right,
do you want to go see the Blue Man Group or do you want to see Barry Manilow? That's right. That's what I want to do, by the way. Or you can see, we could go to this Kiss thing for $20 a piece and go in and take a look around and see the costumes and everything. Maybe that's what they do, you know? And then, you know, they set it up where people could fly out and sell some stuff. I don't know. I would imagine they would set it up where they have all the stuff for sale.
Yeah, I mean, that, I guess if you want to now be a vendor, so you built this legacy and now you're going to sell a bunch of stuff. I think Paul's ego is probably a little bit too big for that.
You think so? I want to know what you guys think. Podcast RockCity1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. And send me an email and let me know what you think. Would you be going, if there's a Kiss convention, are you going? If that's the only way you can see or experience Kiss other than turning the TV on like I do and putting on a concert every once in a while. I will tell you today, and Sonny could back me up, although he wouldn't, when he came in the room today, I was not listening to Kiss.
He was not.
That has never happened. Which I was
surprised. No, that has not.
That never happened. It's always Kiss. Today it was what?
Striper.
It was Striper. Today's like the 37-year anniversary of Soldiers, and that's a great record, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, all the stuff that I said, I mean, but if there was a convention next year, I'd be there.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't mean I'm not going to the convention.
Yeah.
I mean, need my Kiss fix too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not only that. It's like, you guys have to understand as well, as like Sonny and Joey and Brent and I, and when we don't get to see each other for a long time, I mean, when Sonny and I saw each other on the cruise, you know, that's great, man. We've been sitting and looking at each other on the screen for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, and now we finally have the opportunity to get back together. Actually, we saw each other at Rockin' Pod.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We did see each other at Rockin' Pod. If you guys haven't ever checked that out, I think it's going to be next April or May or something like that. Give it a shot, man. It's a lot of fun. We're usually there, and it's a blast. Lots of podcasts, lots of music. So when something like this happens, immediately Sonny's like, "You going?" And I'm like, it's only a 4-hour drive. Of course I'm going. I'm going to be there. I'll get a table. We'll get to sit together and we'll talk and we'll get to watch some bands together and eat, you know, break bread, and we'll get to see friends. And so, I mean, we're answering our own question. Just like Sonny said, all the stuff he's saying, there's a Kiss convention, he's going to go, as you know, unless it's in December or November. He's busy. Yeah, yeah. He's busy. for you don't know, Sonny works in retail, so that's how that works.
That's not my favorite Striper song. What's your favorite Striper song, Joe?
Oh God, I really love "Soldiers Under Command," but I know this is going to be. I'm a Christian, so you guys out there, the words mean a lot to me. I do love the song "Honest." Is it "Honest"?
Honestly.
I'm sorry. I love that song. I do live "To Hell with the Devil." I think that the guitars in that are amazing, and the vocals are just awesome. But this album, man, it's like almost every song. I think is great. What about you?
Yeah, the way it would be right outside of my top 10. I really like that song, but my favorite's More Than a Man. That's my favorite.
What record is that off of?
More Than a Man. The version that I like is off of Second Coming, because I like when they re-recorded all the stuff.
What was the one where I can't remember the name of the album where they were all like with beards and they were like in jail, or what was
that? Reborn, maybe?
Maybe that was the one. It was all of a sudden I felt like they'd moved away. All right, this isn't a Stryper podcast. I'm sorry, you guys. Most of you guys out there love Stryper. You know, I know. And if you didn't know that we interviewed Michael Sweet on this show, go back and look it up. We did a great interview with him. All right. So one more thing before we go. I got something that's kind of chapping my hide.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I want to talk about it. Peter Chris is going to have a comeback show.
Oh, yeah.
Comeback show.
Oh. Didn't you go to the last show, Joe?
Yeah.
Did he just kiss cruise you? Is that what he did?
He kiss cruised me. So, all right. So here's the thing. I want to know what you guys think about this. And I'm not just talking about Peter Chris, because he's an old guy and he wants to get out there and play some drums, and I'm all for that. That's fine. My question is, how do you feel about an artist? Kiss, Ozzy, the Pixies did it. Michael Jordan did it. All these artists or athletes or whatever. I mean, what's his face just did it down in Tampa. Retiring and then coming back. Now, in all fairness to Peter, it's been a couple of years. It was a couple of years from the last Kiss show to when they came back too. It wasn't like they finished. It wasn't like Motley Crue. Motley Crue came through Atlanta. They did a show, and they, in the interview, they said, "We're not going to be like Kiss. When we say it's the last show, it's the last show." And then they played Atlanta, and they came back 1 year later, same month and everything. They came back 1 year later. So you didn't do it like Kiss. You did it like Motley Crue. That's what you did. You did it worse. I want to know what you guys think. Is that dirty, or do you understand that sometimes you just love something and you think that you could walk away, and you can't? Sonny?
I don't think it's always for the love. Okay, so first of all, I totally understand it. And I've been caught. Shit, I went to Kiss's last show. It was 2 days before Anthony was born, because I'm telling Nicole that it's the last time they're ever going to be. And 22 years later, I've never heard the end of it because Anthony was born 2 days afterwards.
And like 20 years later, he was with you at the concert.
That's right. So I get the whole love of the thing, right? Michael Jordan coming back, especially with sports guys, right? Sports guys, they start 5, 6, 7 years old. You're talking about their entire life. Normally, they're getting out of it in their mid-30s. You know, if you're lucky, late 30s. If you're really lucky, early 40s. But that's all you know your whole life, right? The musician life, you know, you kind of grow up, hopefully, throughout. I think the road gets old after a while. You've done a lot of different things. A lot of these guys have dabbled into producing and other things. So, you know, do they miss it? Do they do it for the love? I think sometimes. I think what happened, like with Motley Crue, there's rumors out there that Mick Mars needs money because of a divorce or whatever. And what's he supposed to say? Sorry, babe. Like, you know, I told the world I wasn't going to be like Kiss. Like, money's talks. When you need the money, you need the money. Right. And, right. You know, they're using the dirt as, well, you know, that brought us a whole new set. Dude, you knew that was going to happen when you dropped the dirt. You dropped it on Netflix. Of course you're going to get more fans, new fans. They're going to be interested in the first 5 seconds of the movie, because Nicole will never watch that movie because of that first 2 minutes or whatever. Right. So it's so, you know, out there that they picked up some new. I don't know. I have no reason to go see Crew, so it doesn't matter to me. But the Peter thing, you know, it's his career. He gets to do what he wants. I wish people would say nothing's forever. Hey guys, I think I'm going to hang it up. This may be my last show. I don't know how is a good way to say we're done. Because do you want it like Rush? You want it to where they tell you after the tour's over?
Some people are asking When is Peter playing? Peter Chris announces New York City comeback show ahead of reunion with Ace Frehley. Kiss drummer Peter Chris is suspending his retirement from music for a few days. Later this month, it was previously announced that Kiss's co-founding Catman would join Ace for performances at Creatures Fest in Nashville on May 27th. So it's going to be like a couple of days before at the Cutting Room. In New York City, which is ironically where I saw him for his last show. Yeah. Now,
and we're not behind the scenes. We don't know this for sure, but let me give you a what if. Somebody's coming to Peter and say $75,000. Are you really going to turn down $75,000, Peter, because you told the world that you were done in 2017?
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa. Peter's playing next Sunday. Get your tickets now.
Right? I mean, would you give up on $75,000 because you told everybody? Come on.
Yeah, no. You know, that's one of the things about Kiss. Like, I listen to a radio show here. It's a talk radio show, and there's a guy that does Paul Stanley imitation, and it's the premise of it is Paul's. They call him Paul Entertainment News Stanley. This way, they can't get in trouble. He does Paul Stanley, and he basically is. It's Paul Stanley is about to retire. They're on their they say 10th farewell tour. And, you know, he wants to try his hand at entertainment news. Anyway, it always pisses me off when they say that because Kiss has had one farewell tour before this one. They did one farewell tour. Now, to be fair to Paul Stanley, somebody said to him one time in an interview I read, hey, you feel like that this is like not fair to your fans that came out to see your last show? He goes, Paul looked at him and said, do you guys question? Nobody questioned Michael Jordan. Nobody said it. They just were happy to have him back. And that's a very good point, I think. It's fair. Do you think it's fair?
It's fair. It's their legacy. They get to do what they want with the legacy. Right? Because think about this. Let's say they're done. They'd be gone 20 years, right?
Yeah.
We wouldn't be hammering for them to come back. He would hear, you know, maybe 5 years, nobody says something. And since 2007, everybody been all over him about, oh, you got to come back one more time. Ace and Peter are still living. Have you seen Ace play lately? He's great. Right? They would have had the questions over and over and over and over and over and over anyway. We wouldn't have been happy either way. That's just how Kiss fans are. That's how I am. I'm not happy either way.
Yeah. it's true. All right. So, look, we've talked about our subjects. You guys are going to have to tell me. This is something that I want to tell you guys. This last week, or the week before, for the week before show on YouTube, we got our biggest viewership ever, over 400 views. Thank you. We usually get about 12,000 to 20,000 audio downloads a week. Thank you very much for that. I do appreciate it. We are trying to build up the YouTube page. If you haven't had a chance to check that out, if you're at Creatures Fest, I want you to come up to our table. If you guys will subscribe to the channel while we're there, we will give you a ticket. We will put a copy of it in a bowl. And I don't mean like a bowl. I mean like a bowl.
And not a bowl of Gene Simmons cereal.
No way. Fuck no. I should bring some and dare somebody to eat it. It's like 3 years old now. We're going to do three drawings, one a day. It'll be for these records. I know I'm wearing you guys out, but so an Elder foil cover, a Creatures with Vinny's autograph. You can see that right there. And a Lick It Up with Vinny's autograph right there. And we will be giving away one a day. Now, if you're already subscribed, just walk up and show us that you're subscribed. We'll give you a ticket. You're in. Let's see. I know there was one other thing. So 2 weeks ago, the show from 2 weeks ago got over 400 views. This past show, 700 views. Thank you very much. All I want to see maybe would be amazing 1,000. I know that there are shows out there that get, you know, 5 and 10,000 shows of, you know, views on their YouTube, but we enjoy that you guys are watching, and it really makes it even more worthwhile, you know, seeing each other and talking like we do. Every week is really all we do it for. But the fact that you guys enjoy it and do it along and watch along with us, That makes us like the cherry on top, and you guys are beautiful for that. If you haven't hit the like button or the thumbs up button or the heart button, go do that now for us, because what that does is it catapults us forward into the realm of whatever they call it, you know, for YouTube. I'm not really sure. I know that bumps us up as far as if people can find us. Sonny, do you have anything to add today?
No, thanks for listening. And if any of the vendors are listening, if you got a straitjacket poster, ring it. I'm going to buy it from you.
Oh man, that would be beautiful, wouldn't it? Yeah. I'm going to show you guys something here real quick that I was interested in showing you guys. I don't know how to say this. I got to say it right. Right. Let's see. First thing I got to do is find it. I apologize. I did this on a whim. Let's see. Featured. I guess I'm not going to find it. I guess you're going to have to wait for next year. That in the business is called a tease, my friends. You think that's cool? A good tease?
No. Just because you can't find it, you can't turn it into a tease.
All right. I have it right here. Okay. So last week I saw online that some friends of ours were doing cameos. I've met them all actually. Colleagues. I wanted to have some fun with them. They're doing cameos for charity. Right. And I wanted to make sure that I supported them. To be fair, that's cool. The money goes to the Wounded Warrior Foundation, and it was like $35. And I wanted to do this because I thought that it would be a lot of fun. And I'm going to show this to you guys. This is it right here. That's our friends right down there. And I am going to go ahead and play this amazing. I got to rewind it first. Hold on. All right, here we go. Check it out.
Hey, I'm a tool. I'm supposed to avoid it when I do this. So I'm going to be nice. We're three sides of the coin, and we want to remind everyone to watch Podcast Rock City live every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and Facebook. You can also download the podcast from any popular podcast site, including Apple and Google.
They do a great job. You should support them.
Did I avoid support being a tool?
All Kiss podcasts.
Yeah. I mean, everybody who does a podcast puts their heart and soul into it.
Amen.
So thumbs up, check out Podcast Rock City, and I won't be a tool.
Rock on.
Yes, you will.
Oh.
You can't help be a tool. That's going to happen no matter what.
It was really, I just want to thank them. They were good sports about it. I think Lisa Martini and I'm sure a couple of the guys will be at the Creatures Fest. Maybe, I know Lisa will be. So if you see her, walk over, say hi, tell her you enjoy the show. Tell her you hate Michael if that's what you wanted to, but she's great. And, I guess that's pretty much it. I just want you guys to remember 2 weeks or less than 2 weeks away, we're all going to be in Nashville and we're going to have a great time. And I can't wait to meet some of you or see some of you again. We're also going, one of our friends, Jeff, will also be setting up at our booth. He will have some things to sell if you guys are interested in buying some merch. And we're going to be giving away stuff, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And you know what I'm going to say? We love podcasts and we love Kiss podcasts. Most of them anyway. I'm not going to tell you which ones. This is important because it makes everybody go, which ones don't he like? And I mean, really, there's like
10,
seven. There's like 600,000 of them. And I watch most of them, but the ones that I don't like, you are not going to see commercials for right after this in 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
back at the best moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
Kiss!
It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growingUpRock.com.
That's growingUpRock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.